You are in the KokanyTackle.com Kokanee Zone. Welcome. Welcome to the Kokanee Zone.
You're welcome.
Right. Welcome.
Right. What's going on over there, England?
I don't know.
Pound that coffee. Take that coffee.
Look, all right.
It's
just
gone.
Mainline it. It's gone.
All right. We'll get you another shot in 10 minutes. I'm good.
Hey, we're Northwest Kokanee Zone.
I just made a fresh pot. If you spike it with muscle milk, you're good to go.
That's a good plan right
there.
That
is. Go for that.
Who doesn't need their muscle milk? Know what I'm saying?
As you drive up north, you're going to pass Master Marine, Sims Honda, of course, and then our friends at Holiday Sports, none other than Kevin John of Holiday Sports joins us now. Good morning, Mr. John.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing good. Now, you're not allowed to talk about halibut or lingcod in this segment. This is KokanyTackle.com's Kokanee Zone. Okay, maybe at the end you can tell us about
that. You might squeak it in.
That 101 pounder you put on the scale yesterday, but not now.
No. It's all about the coke. All about the Kokanee.
Okay.
What's going on up north? What's going on up north, Kevin? Sounds like we got some of the lakes really starting to take off and not just catching abundance of Kokanee, but we got some nice sized fish coming out of a few of our lakes. Why don't you give us a little insight on that?
We got some big fish coming in. It's been a really nice year, kind of a big change of pace from last year. Up here locally on Lake Sammish, last year we had a lot of fish that were running at 12, 13 inch range tops, and then this year we're seeing a lot of fish that are at least 14 inches, if not 15 and 16. A couple of the guys I know who happen to live up on the lake have actually showed me pictures of a couple of fish over 20 inches.
Yeah, 20-inch Kokanee already this early in the season is kind of enticing. I mean, we've kind of seen the same thing down here in the south end, Pierce County. You know, American Lake Course has been fishing well, and the fish are big early, which usually indicates there's not as many, but the numbers you're getting are big. How about Stevens? We've got some decent-sized fish coming out of there. We got the Derby coming up next week. Guys are pretty excited about that. I know it's a huge crowd puller. We're going to see some decent-sized fish out of there?
I think we'll see some decent-sized fish, and I'm pretty excited watching the weather this week. It's been one of those weird things this year. We've been a little bit cold, and you'd think most of those fish would be sitting right on the surface with temperatures ranging around 54 degrees or so. But down at Stevens, for instance, a lot of those fish have been running 10 and 20 feet, and they haven't been quite as active. But with this weather that we're looking at yesterday and today and tomorrow, I really think that place is going to just go off the hook here.
I completely agree. I was at the ramp at Lake Stevens on Thursday and waiting for Mark Spada to come in. Actually, Mark's going to join us later in the hour to talk about Lake Stevens Kokanee Derby next weekend. But while I was there, a gentleman came in, two guys came in with a cooler, and they started cleaning them. Okay, what's the big deal about Kokanee? Open one up, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You need a welder's helmet, that bright red. They're beautiful.
And it's something.
But the way they taste, they're absolutely phenomenal. I mean, there was a little Kokanee sashimi going on.
They are tasty.
Wasabi and soy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to Lake Sammish, Kevin, real quick. What are the techniques guys are using up there? I mean, we kind of see similar stuff going on all the lakes. Is there anything in particular gear-wise that guys are using up there that schwack on these cokes?
It kind of depends on the guy and when they're when they happen to be fishing. First thing in the morning, like I said, water temperatures are hovering around 52, 53, 54 most mornings. And so those guys will get a long line 100 foot behind the boat, just straight to a dodger, trailing a wedding ring about 14 inches back. Pinks and reds have been the most popular, although I know a couple guys up there have really been doing well on orange. Kind of sounds like that's been the deal down on Stevens too, reds and pinks mostly. But as the day progresses, you can add a little bit of lead on, and that'll help you get down. Lead line is definitely something a lot of guys are starting to pick up on. Running two and three colors out will kind of put you in the zone. Mm-hmm. And then up here in particular, the bigger fish have been sitting 20 and 25 feet down. So that's kind of been more of a downrigger show. Hasn't been quite as hot, for those bigger fish. But if you're fortunate enough to purchase that two-pole endorsement and you want to drag a line at 20 foot and then run something trailing behind a boat, you should be in pretty good shape.
Now, Lake Sammish is a big lake. Is there a certain end of the lake that guys are fishing that it's more productive than any other part of the lake, Kevin?
This time of year, it's pretty much straight up from the boat launch and troll across the lake and kind of just make a big circle in that general vicinity, and as soon as you intercept them, you're pretty much there. This last week, there's been some fish holding on the east side of the lake pretty well. The cool thing about Lake Sammish is it's basically two big bowls. And so as it warms up, you pretty much know the fish are all going to go towards the middle of the lake. And then when we start looking in July and it gets real warm, then they just all go to the north end of the lake because that's where it's the deepest. So it's a really cool lake in that respect because you can kind of get away from some of the jet skiers and still have all your fish bottled up into a relatively small area.
How about when you possibly find some of those larger ones, Kevin? Are guys changing their troll speed up at all? Is it something where you present a little faster, a little slower? What's kind of triggering them big guys to bite?
Most of those guys are just trolling as radically as possible. Don't ever troll in a straight line. That's the best advice I can give you with COVID.
Right, right. Kind of raise and lower that gear on your turns, that type of thing. Speed up, slow down. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, when we're talking, you know, trolling, you know, 0.7 to 1.2 miles an hour like most of these guys are, you know, making a pretty sharp or erratic turn really changes how your gear looks, and you know, it can make the difference in 2 and 3 feet and kind of swing you up and down through the thermocline.
We've got
a season like this.
We've got Kevin John of Holiday Sports and KokaneeTackle.com's Kokanee Zone this morning. And Kevin, you mentioned a couple different depths and different places. What role do your electronics play in determining the temperature, and what are you seeing with your electronics that indicates that you're going to fish at a particular depth?
Well, ideally fish. That's the biggest thing I'm looking for. But if anybody's got any decent electronics, you're going to actually be able to pick up the thermocline on there. Depending on the unit you're looking at, it can be a very definite line. Sometimes it'll look like a secondary, you know, almost secondary surface, I guess would be a good way to put that.
Right.
You know, just a, you know, typically this time of year, you know, 10 or 15 feet below the surface is all. It's kind of one of those things that throws you for a loop. But when you start going through different parts of the lake, you can actually watch that line change.
Yeah. So I mean, and you'll just see it as an undulating horizontal line on your sounder, the thermocline. And it's that area of the warmer water on top and the cooler water on bottom. Keep in mind, water changes its density with its temperature. Okay?
It does.
Up until the point that it freezes, then it floats, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Correct.
So that, which is handy. Otherwise, all our lakes would be blocks of ice. But it is within that temperature interface that organisms tend to collect, because it just only makes sense. If an aquatic invertebrate rises in the water column to where it experiences warmer temperatures, that's when it metamorphoses and grows right there, and that's where the kokanee are feeding on.
That is where they're feeding. So you want to find that particular area on your screen and locate it. And, you know, if you don't have really good or higher tech electronics that allow you to watch that, or you don't know how to read that.
Really good or higher tech.
Higher tech.
He's trying to say
higher tech.
He's trying
very
to
good
say
stuff.
Lowrance.
Quality.
Real good.
I'm still
Lowrance.
Stuck on
you don't have your Lowrance. Some things you can
undulating.
Do for guys that don't have that at their disposal. Some simple techniques you can do if you're running down riggers and you set them at a couple different depths, 10 feet, 20 feet. You just simply slide a low budget, cheapo thermometer down your cable on your downrigger ball.
Hopefully not a rectal.
No. And you drag that along.
Wow.
Yep. You drag that along at those different depths. And when you pull those up, you can actually get your water temperatures off of each side of your boat to see what your actual temperatures are at those depths, because you can't read that.
One of the coolest things I've found actually is called a depth therm. It's a little thermometer.
Right.
And it uses atmospheric pressure to tell you how deep it is, and it's got the thermometer on the other side.
How about that?
Myself, I like to take a plug rod with me and put a couple ounces of lead on it, and I'll just send that thing down and check a couple different depths and see where the water is first thing in the morning.
Oh, the old line counter thermometer trick.
Yeah, excellent idea.
Very nice.
Anybody
Kevin.
Still fishing? Anybody still fishing up there on those bigger ones when they locate them, maybe, you know, throwing an anchor out and sitting and try to draw them in?
Well, you know, we don't have the opportunity to do that on Samish here. Unfortunately, we can't chum up there like they used to in the past.
Right.
But as far as the anchor fishing, that's pretty much reserved to, you know, Baker Lake and Lake Shannon.
Okay.
And Shannon has certainly been more productive than Baker has at this point this year.
And it's beautiful up there this time of year. Holy smokes. That's beautiful country. Looking forward to, I tell you what, you're going to be our source this summer as that Baker Lake sockeye fishery unfolds. I want you up at that trap at the Baker, Kevin, and let me know when sockeye number one gets in there, will you?
Well, I'll keep my eyes out.
Oh, I'm sure he'll just camp out there for you, Nelly.
He's gonna. Well, there should be a sockeye cam up there, shouldn't there?
Sockeye cam.
Migration cam. He's Kevin John, Holiday Sports, right next to Skagit Arms up there at right off I-5 in Burlington. Thank you so much, Kevin. You have been a very willing victim of the KokaneeTackle.com Kokanee Zone this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thanks, Kevin. See you, buddy.
See you, buddy.